Jersey, there's a guy named Tony Soprano, a mob boss with a duck pond and a piano. He's got therapy sessions, talks about his fears, but when it comes to business, he's shedding no tears. Tony, Tony, with your ducks and your gabagool, you've got the whole neighborhood under your rule. With your crew at Century Ale slicing up the meat, you're the king of North Jersey on your throne seat. He's got a wife named Carmella, she's no pushover. She keeps him in check like a four-leaf clover. His son AJ can't hold a job, it's quite tragic. But Meadows at college, she's got the magic. Tony, Tony, with your ducks and your gabagool, you've got the whole neighborhood under your rule. With your crew at Century Ale slicing up the meat, you're the king of North Jersey on your throne seat. He's got issues with his mom, Livia's her name. She could drive anyone to start playing the blame game. And Uncle Junior, well, he's just a bit shady. In this family, everyone's slightly crazy. He dreams of ducks, they fly away in a scare. But in his world, loyalty's as rare as fair hair. He's got Polly with hair like cotton candy, and Christopher, who's always acting kinda handy. Tony, Tony, with your ducks and your gabagool, you've got the whole neighborhood under your rule. With your crew at Century Ale slicing up the meat, you're the king of North Jersey on your throne seat. So here's to Tony with his capos and his crew. May his empire last and his ducks stay in view. But remember, in the end, it's all about the chase. For Tony Soprano, life's one big wild race.